This is a Seabed Daily Text for June the 1st, 2018. Why walking with God means traveling without an itinerary. It's a bit ironic that I find myself early this morning in an airport. Pretty happy to have an itinerary. Genesis 12, 1 to 5. The Lord had said to Abram, "Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." So Abram went, as the Lord had told him. And Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. He took his wife Sarah, his nephew Lot, all the possessions they had accumulated, and the people they had acquired in Haran. And they set out for the land of Canaan. And they arrived there. Consider this. Walking with God is far from a romantic adventure. It is to leave home on a trip without knowing the destination. In other words, when we walk with the Lord, we gain the great gift of God's presence, but we lose any sense of itinerary. Did you catch that in today's text? The Lord had said to Abram, "Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you." God didn't tell Abraham where he was going, only to go. God began with a man and a woman in a flourishing garden. After 11 chapters of catastrophic failure, God begins again. Only this time he chooses not to begin with flourishing, but barrenness. God begins again with a man and a woman of advanced years and no family. This time God does not speak words of creation, but of the promise of new creation. Again, with unbridled flourishing. "I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." Then we get the three little words that start Genesis all over again. So Abram went. But, so why does this text qualify for our daily text series on prayer? Abram shows us something utterly essential for anyone who aspires to walk with God in a life of prayer. I call it preemptive obedience. In making the decision to trust God's promise, Abram decided in advance he would obey all of God's instructions. The sure sign of trust in a promise is obedience to a plan you don't get to see in advance. Yes, walking with God means traveling without an itinerary. I'm not going to lie. This is not easy. It will surface every ounce of insecurity and fear within us. Trust, obedience, prayer, faith. This is the curriculum. Obedience is to trust as faith is to prayer. These are massive concepts that cannot really be thought through, only walked out. These ideas dwell in the realm of poetry. Better yet, song. Back in 1887, John Samus penned lyrics to a hymn that captures these mind-bending ideas. Let's give him the last word today. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. How about that? The prayer. Lord Jesus, You are right here, right now. I love the idea that You have a plan for my life. I just want You to give it to me. Instead, You offer me Yourself. I confess, I still want the itinerary. Teach me to trust and obey. Train my mind and heart with the grace of preemptive obedience. Right here, Jesus. Right now, Jesus. Amen. The questions. Number one. Have you ever wondered how many people might have turned God down before He approached Abraham? Any thoughts about that? How about how long Abram might have been in answering the call? Number two, what makes it difficult for us to human beings to add preemptive obedience to our trust? What about you in particular makes it hard to trust and obey? And number three, think about how readily you will trust your iPhone's maps application GPS for directions to get somewhere. What if you could trust Jesus like that? Hey, thanks again for bearing with me through the little bit of chaos here this morning. It strikes me as somewhat fitting when we're talking about hearing from God in the midst of a cacophony of so many other voices, in a sea of so many itineraries going so many places. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walton.